Hey, welcome to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast, episode 20. And it took me way, way too long to get to episode 20, but I brought a fun one for you this time. So as many of you know, longtime followers of me, I actually started out my, I guess you could say, broadcasting career, or, you know, being heard career, however you want, my entertainment career on a show called The Happy Hour Show, which started out as a podcast and then turned into a TV show, which we then spun off into a new podcast called The After Hour Show, because we wanted to still have a podcast while still having the TV show. So anyway, long story short, on The Happy Hour Show, normally what we'll do is we'll bring up topics. Usually I pick most of the topics, but Shado will have some too. And then I kind of get Shado's reaction to the topics and my reaction to the topics and whatever guests we have, when we have a guest's reaction to the topics. And we usually have alcoholic drinks, you know, all that. We talk about the drinks we have. We just talk about random stuff. And this is for both The Happy Hour Show and the podcast, usually. But the After Hour Show podcast is a little less structured. But anyway, to the point. So I decided, what if I do like a G-rated or PG-rated version of this with one of my kids? And see how it goes. Cause I always thought, you know, this, I've always like, at one point we were going to make the podcast clean when it was still just a podcast. And it was still fun even when we tried that one episode. And so I always felt the format works, no matter what level of vulgarity you use it at. Cause it's a cool idea to just bring up funny and weird topics, talk about it, you know, have like a cool beverage or snack with it and talk about that. It doesn't have to be an alcoholic beverage. So I decided to try that with one of my kids that I've had on here before, who goes by the nickname on here, Strawberry. And because she loves to be on the show more than anyone in my family who I have has had as guests on the show. So I decided to try the format out with her. And so the result is you're going to hear after this, after the first break here, and, you can, you know, give me feedback on how it went. I think it went pretty good. You know, it was harder to, we went through the topics pretty quick, so it was harder to make it as long as like an hour long podcast, but we got a good chunk of time into it. And so it was a fun episode. We're definitely going to do that format again in the future. But anyone familiar with the Happy Hour Show, just imagine it, in a PG version. And there you go. So we did not have alcoholic drinks. I didn't have alcohol. She didn't. So I made fancy hot cocoa for her. And you'll hear me and her talk about that, what's in the hot cocoa and that kind of thing. And then I made myself an apple cider with no alcohol. And it was still fun. And the weird news I was able to bring up were obviously a lot cleaner than the ones that we'd normally bring up on the Happy Hour Show or the After Hour Show. But it was still great. And so the results you're going to hear after this break, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Everyone who's been around for the first 20 episodes now, I promise the next 20 are going to come a lot quicker. I know I've been promising the past few times, you know, I'm going to keep banging the episodes out. That era where the fires happened and the wind happened kind of stole the momentum. It just, a lot has hit people this year, especially people in Oregon this year. So there's been, now we've had, I guess, two what you would call season breaks, just trying to crank out 20 episodes, when I would prefer to have the break after just the first 20 episodes, or no break at all. But anyway, next 20 are going to come a lot quicker. I don't plan on doing a break for a long time. I'm really promising to crank out more episodes. I got a lot of great content and ideas saved up, so this shouldn't be a problem. And actual guests I'm going to do. I know I haven't done a ton of these lately, and I promise to do these a little bit more frequently, though randomly. Guest interviews. Got a lot of them coming up, but they will be kind of pushed back probably towards the end of the next COVID spike, depending on how it goes, or if I still plan on doing in-person interviews, which sound-wise I prefer. And so because of that, I'd rather put some of them off, and have them come and sound good to you, you know, rather than rush and do them. Unless audio technology just in general improves a lot in the next couple months. But anyway, yeah, fun stuff coming up on the podcast, but we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back with more Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. All right, and welcome to the long-awaited return of Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. This break has now been over a month long, and so it's like, oh, this is almost like this is my second season of the show.
And Strawberry Strawberry's here.
And Strawberry's my guest. And so this is, I'm doing a little special episode here. I'm going to try and experiment. So I got my daughter Strawberry along with me. And tell him first, before I explain this, how old you are now.
Do I have to actually say my real age?
Okay, she's older now, let's say. Okay, so anyway, so this is how it's going to go down. For those who know me and who are fans and followers of me, I'm on another podcast called The After Hours Show, which is a more adult podcast. And the Happy Hour Show is what that came out of, which is a very adult thing. No. And for the people who are very familiar with that show, what me and Shado will normally do is I'll bring up topics and discuss it with him. I'll bring up topics for the show, and then I'll get his opinion on it. And then we'll both discuss it and laugh at the funny things, or, you know, say how we feel about stuff. So, but that's a more adult-oriented show. And as everyone knows, we'll usually sit, we'll have some drinks during the show, and there'll be alcoholic drinks. And we'll comment on them and stuff. Version? So, I'm going to try doing a PG version of this with my daughter, where we have non-alcoholic drinks. And so that's why she was asking, why do we have the drinks? And I was telling her, this is why. So I was going to tell you why. This is why. We're going to do a kid version of the Happy Hour Show. Kind of like, it's not the Happy Hour Show and it's not the After Hour Show. It's still Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. But I wanted to see, can I pull this format off in a family-friendly version? Because I think it works. I really think it works, however. So to explain it to you, Strawberry, thank you for coming on the show again.
You're welcome. I love being on the show.
So how it's going to work is I'm going to bring up some weird news topics and just other random topics and ask your opinion. You can say whatever you want about it. You can laugh. You can not laugh. You can say it's dumb. Okay. And we're going to go with it. So we're going to get right. Are you ready? Uh-huh. Okay. So actually, first we're going to get into the drinks. So I made you hot cocoa. Have you tasted it yet? Does it taste different than the hot cocoa normally does? What would you say is what's different about it?
It's creamier because it probably has like warm milk in it.
Does it feel any sweeter than usual?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I did with your hot cocoa was I did warm milk instead of water, just a little bit dash of water to thin it out. But I also did a splash of vanilla coffee syrup. Uh-huh. There's no actual coffee in it and there's no alcohol in it or anything, but it's vanilla syrup that coffee baristas use.
Oh,
in,
so like kind of like
what Starbucks uses. Exactly. So did you notice the difference? I wanted to kind of fancy it up a little bit for the show.
Now I notice it does taste more vanilla-y.
Okay. So she's drinking this, just to describe the picture for you guys, because this isn't a video episode. She's drinking this out of a Christmassy themed cup that, would you say owl. This is kind of like an owl? Is that what it is?
It's an owl. It's a red owl with a green and white scarf, scarf that is striped, and then so it's green with little white stripes on it, and then a yellow beak and two black eyes, and a wild, and then it has some mistletoe on the handle, uh-huh. And then it's like the same colors as the scarf, so green and white striped.
Okay, so why are you talking with your mouth full? That's so disrespectful to my show. You're grounded for 72 years.
Well, you're grounded from doing the podcast, and I get to take over.
Take over. Okay, so it wouldn't be just Strawberry's Random Podcast. Yes, all right, would. So we're going to start off with anything else you want to say about the drink before we get into the first weird news story. And you can't. Okay, you really like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm eating chicken biscuits.
Chicken biscuits. Okay. This is a good topic to get into before we get into the weird news. Where would you rate chicken biscuits? If you're thinking of your all-time top three favorite cracker brands, would chicken biscuits be in the top three for you?
Oh, wait. Not chips. Just crackers.
Just crackers.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Is there a crackers you like
just
better?
Just to let you guys know, if you don't know what chicken biscuits are, they're not made out of chicken. They're crackers.
Yeah. They're just chicken flavor. What is there any crackers you like better?
I don't know.
So these are pretty close to the top then.
Oh, are Cheez-Its crackers?
Yeah.
Then Cheez-Its are better than chicken biscuits.
Cheez-Its. Okay. Cheez-Its are good. All right. So what would you rate Cheez-Its then? 1 to 10.
Probably a 10.
10? Okay.
They're good.
What about chicken biscuits on 1 to 10?
Mm, Seven.
Seven?
Or eight.
Eight, okay. What about the cocoa that I made?
Cocoa's a 10 out of 10.
Nice. Are you just being nice?
No, it's actually really
okay,
good.
Okay, I won't kick you off the show if you say it's okay.
No, I like it.
It's not like a 9.5?
I love it. No, it's
9.9?
Good.
Okay. I haven't tasted my apple cider to rate it yet, but it's just, I didn't do anything fancy to my apple cider. It's just powder. It's in water.
Can
it's the real. Yeah, go ahead. There's no alcohol.
Tastes a lot different than my cocoa.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to get into our first weird news story. Puppy with green fur born in Italy.
Okay.
They named it Pistachio.
Okay, so there's no way that a puppy with green fur was born. No.
You don't think it's real?
No, there's
Look,
no
there's
way.
Pictures.
They dyed the puppy yellow. It's yellow. That picture's yellow. That picture's green.
No, you can see
green.
The green on him on the top. Look.
No, really? Is there actually such thing as a puppy that's green?
Yeah, look. I mean, now, I got to be honest, and you're looking at the pictures. The headline makes it seem like it's just going to be like green, like the Oregon Ducks helmet colors or something, but it's not. He just has a little bit of green. Wouldn't that be fair to say, like on the top?
Yeah, he has a tiny bit of green. He's like a very, very, very light green.
So do you believe it now looking at the pictures?
No!
You still think it's fake?
They dyed the dog.
They would really do that to a puppy?
Well, some people would do that.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
You're not amused by this? You don't think that's a funny one?
It's cute, though.
Okay.
Puppies are adorable. What kind of dog is that?
We'll go back.
I just want to know.
Okay. Austrian man lasts more than 2.5 hours in a box of ice to break his own record.
Oh, that's so cold.
2.5 hours. Here's a picture.
Okay. So what I have to say about this is I would never, ever do this in my life.
Yeah, he's going to bruise his feet off. Like,
why are you doing this, dude?
Yeah. So, oh, wow. So apparently he owned the record before that, and he beat his own record by 30 minutes. It took 440 pounds of ice to fill up the box.
I'm not sitting in a box of ice for 2.5 hours, or I would be numb.
Yeah, a lot of people probably wouldn't survive that.
How did he do that then?
Okay, well, some people can do certain things, like people that stay underwater for a really long time.
And people that can ride horses.
Okay, here's a good one. I want to see how you feel about this picture. Minnesota man sets the Guinness World Record for world's tallest mohawk.
I want to see. Whoa! That's
how much
crazy.
Like stuff do you think he had to put in his hair?
Oh.
On a motorcycle.
Maybe.
Like the mohawk's as tall as the rest of him. Look.
He probably be. No. He put probably 30 cans of hair gel in that. Containers of hair gel. And he may have added some peanut butter or glue. I don't know. Anything sticky.
Jeez.
He must have really long hair when it's down then.
He spent 13 years preparing to own this world record.
Wait, what do you mean? He spent 13 years growing out his hair to make a mohawk.
Yep.
It's only that long for 13 years?
Well, I guess, yeah. Maybe at some point it just kind of slows down. I don't know.
But my older brother's hair is longer than that, and it only took him like 5 years.
His hair is not longer than that.
Really?
Okay, so do you believe this is real?
Yeah, because there's picture evidence.
There's a picture of the green dog, too. This could be photoshopped.
It could be dyed.
This could be photoshopped.
Probably not.
It is standing straight up, and it's so long.
This is not photoshopped.
It's not.
Fine, the green puppy could be born green, but
you need to mellow out. This is my podcast. I'll kick you off.
No. He likes plants. That's why he was born green.
Okay. Colorado woman terrified to discover 4-foot snake that came out of her apartment toilet.
I'm so
Look,
glad.
Here's a picture of the snake.
Is that ever going to happen to my toilet? Our toilet?
Hopefully. This is joking. You gotta let me get some of those crackers.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Look, there it is coming
Ew,
out.
Ew, stop. I don't want to look. It's
look,
disgusting.
It like crawled up through the toilet paper.
There's used toilet paper in there. I don't want to look at the used toilet paper. It looks like a poo stain now. Not a head of a snake. We're doing a podcast.
Oh, really?
Say hi.
Look, there's a snake coming up out of a toilet.
Interesting.
It was 4 feet long.
That's almost as tall as me.
Yep. So, does that scare you? Look, there it is.
Why would they touch it?
Dude, what was it doing in the toilet?
I don't know. Making a sandwich?
Yeah, something like that. You gotta let me have some of these crackers. Don't eat them all.
Okay, next news.
Okay. Well, before I get to another one, because I'm going to search up some more, those were all the ones I had pre-searched.
Oh, really?
Have you heard any funny stories or things lately?
Oh, yes. I heard of one.
Whoa.
Shh. I heard of one where my mom took me into my dad's work. Slash the person who's hosting this podcast.
So you're going to tell a story that you stole from me?
When I was a baby, okay?
And well, technically you were like one.
I was like one, and I walked into his work with my mom, and I like screamed and with my hands all up in the air and then ran out.
You did. True story. It was the first time you had seen me at work, and I was dressed all in like, you know, a work shirt with a tie, sitting there at the desk. And so when you walked in,
I think
you didn't expect, because you were still young enough that you probably didn't understand everything mommy was telling you. And so when you walked in and saw me in that place in work clothes, I think it freaked you out. Like, honestly, you just like screamed, you were like, ah, and then ran out. It wasn't like you were mad at seeing me, because you like still smiled while you did it. You were just freaked out. Like it seriously freaked you out.
You.
Yeah, you were happy, but like freaked out. It was like you didn't know how to react to me being in those clothes and at that place. Like it was weird to you. I don't think you were too young to like get what was going on, you know?
Wait, what?
It was funny.
Do you remember that time you interviewed the dog?
Yeah. Podcast? Worthless guest, by the way.
I was with you trying to answer for the dog.
Yeah, terrible. I asked her all these nice questions. She didn't answer. Worst guest I've ever had on any of my shows.
Can we move on to news?
It's my show. We move off.
Can we move on to news?
Okay. Let me find some more. Well, you have to talk about something while I'm looking for more news.
Okay. So, basically, it's Halloween very soon.
Yeah.
In 2 days.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What is wrong with you?
She's putting my foot on the cracker.
Let's not do that.
Okay. So Halloween soon, and I'm dressing up in a onesie. A horse onesie.
A horse onesie.
Mm-hmm. I actually have horse riding that day, but I'm not wearing my onesie to ride in.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not wearing a onesie to ride in.
Okay, here's one. You don't know what a lemur is?
A lemur?
Someone stole the lemur from the San Francisco Zoo. And they're offering $2,100 as a reward.
Bad job. Don't steal lemurs.
Why are you clapping about it then?
I don't know. Don't steal lemurs.
You were just clapping about that lemur being stolen. That poor lemur is out there somewhere, scared for his or her life, and you're clapping about it.
No, I'm not. Bad job for stealing the lemur, and bad job for letting the lemur get stolen.
Blame it on the zoo.
Would someone literally go into the glass and literally just steal a lemur? Carry it?
I don't know. Does the zoo even have security guards? They do a good job of hiding. Can't ever see them at our zoo. Like, who stopped him from stealing the lemur? Like, little kids that work at the zoo?
There is no
kids. I mean, you've been in the zoo. All the people that work there are, like, teenagers.
Yeah, but I wanna work there. Just volunteer there for a little bit. Stop!
Someone really stole the lemur. That's crazy to me.
That's sad.
It's weird.
Poor lemur.
It's a weird thing to steal.
Stop itching yourself, dog.
Seriously, go away. That's my apple cider. You didn't put up on that, bro.
Okay, next news.
Okay, hold up. These crackers are tasty and delicious. Whoa, that's what the lemur looks like.
Aww.
They have crazy eyes, though. Look at him.
Aww, he looks so happy. Except he has crumbs.
It's definitely the cutest thing with crazy eyes I've ever seen. And those eyes are crazy.
Oh, he's so cute, though. Oh, I love lemurs. I love all animals.
Do you love Zoo Boomafoo?
Zoo IU.
Have you ever seen the show Zoo Boomafoo?
No.
Okay, let me ask you about licorice, because a lot of people have an opinion on this. Do you like both kinds of licorice?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the best kind to you? Twizzlers or regular red licorice?
Blue licorice.
No, I mean, which kind, though? Do you like Twizzler, or do you like traditional, like, red vine licorice?
Twizzler, because that's the first licorice.
No, it's not.
Oh. What, Twizzler?
The first licorice was actually black licorice, and it was the round, flat ropes.
I love black licorice, and I just said blue licorice to joke around. Is that a
thing? There is blue licorice, yeah.
Oh, okay, then that's probably good.
But it's just dyed. It's the same stuff as red, just dyed a different color.
What about purple?
Same thing. It's the same stuff as red, just dyed a different color. It all tastes the same.
I'd definitely rather eat purple than anything else, though.
What about see-through licorice?
No, no, no. I want to do a challenge someday where I can only eat, like, a certain color for a day.
Like, everything in your outfit has to be that color?
Yeah. I'd pick red so I can eat Takis.
What if someone told you you have to wear everything brown? And, like, ugly 70s brown.
Okay, but what food would I buy? Chocolate! Are you searching for news?
I am. I was not prepared for how quick we were going to get through these. Okay, so there's a town in Wales, which is in the United Kingdom. Have you ever heard of Wales? I know it's a funny name, but it's people who live there, not Wales the animal.
But no, I have never heard of the town Wales.
It's not a town. It's like a country.
Oh, okay. Never heard of it.
Anyway. There's a town there that's on a big coronavirus lockdown. It's because, I'm not sure if you know this, but there's a virus going on right now. Mm-hmm. Were you aware of this?
Mm-hmm.
Were you wondering why you were at home doing school?
No, I already knew coronavirus.
Okay, so you know about it.
Do you sure? think I don't wear masks in the store?
I love messing with people. Okay, so, anyway. This town, this Welsh town, which is a way of saying stuff in Wales.
Wild animals took over.
Mountain goats took over. You read the headline, didn't you?
No, because I've seen video. Yes, I read it.
Mountain goats.
And because I've seen videos of people spotting wild animals during lockdown.
Look, the goats are just hanging out in the street, like people, going to work. You think they took over all the jobs? And you think they took over all the jobs and like are goats at old people jobs now? Like there's a goat cable company? In a goat bank? Goat restaurant?
And a goat that does that phone thing.
Goat yogurt shop.
One moment, please.
Yeah, goat phone operators. Goat yogurt shop.
One moment, please.
Goat library where they read goat books.
Goat food.
Yeah, goat food carts where they sell, like, whatever goats eat. Hay and seeds and small rats. I don't know. What do goats eat?
Ew! Rats are just...
Mm. Would you want a pet rat?
No, you would never let me have a pet
rat. If you had a pet rat, would you walk it on a leash down the road?
No, I would walk that dog on a leash. Stop licking yourself.
Leave her alone. Annoying. Yeah, just don't talk about it. Leave her alone. Don't gross people out.
What?
Gross.
She licks her paws.
Shh. Zip it.
I said pause.
Zip it.
I said pause.
This is my show. You don't growl. Are you hear the disrespect?
I never talk this much on your show.
I know. So treat me nicely because I'm letting you talk on my show. What? I'm going. I'm finding something. Don't worry.
I don't remember. The red panda one.
The red panda disappeared.
Cool.
Yeah. Ooh, that's I'm already sad. Getting to old that's... news now. I can't do these.
Are they bad?
Loose cows block Michigan highway after a livestock truck crashed.
So they... Wait, what did they do? Wait, what?
This is lame. It doesn't even show pictures of the cows on the highway. Man, I hate when they mislead with that. I ran out of good... I have to go look for more weird news now. This is terrible.
I'll talk about something.
Yeah, talk about something. And make it good.
Hi. I'm Strawberry. My name is Strawberry.
Man.
My last name is Cucumber. And... My mom loves plants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's come on here and talked about it before.
I like horses.
Bored all my listeners about her plants. Okay, here's a good one. In Tokyo, they now have transparent public toilets that you can use.
Never, ever gonna use that.
Not gonna use it?
I don't want someone watching me pee.
You don't want someone watching you do the duty?
Do you think I want someone watching me take it a poo?
Number two?
No. That's disgusting. Why would someone invent that?
Well, it says they also offer privacy, but like... What if someone did want other people to have to see them go?
Oh!
Yeah, that's where it's a problem.
Why did you even think that? Oh, Daddy.
All right. Well, these are terrible stories. There's not a lot of good stories.
Oh, what about that one?
Unicorn riding scooter was in a fatal crash. I don't think that's real because unicorns don't exist. Does that look real to you?
Oh, my gosh. A unicorn riding a scooter was in a crash? No, not true. Not true. Horses can't even ride scooters.
Yeah, you don't think a horse can ride a scooter? Huh?
What if they break it when they step on it?
Well, they make one big enough for the horse. Like a big scooter.
The horse will not ride that.
You don't think
he won't get on it.
How do you know? Maybe the horse would be like, ooh, fun toy, and jump up on it and go off fast.
No.
Why not? Where's your proof that that wouldn't happen?
What would the horse's reaction be sliding down a hill on a giant scooter?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. Because you weren't there, but me and Mommy went recently.
Where'd you go?
To Costco.
I left Costco.
To get this tablet. Now, how do you imagine Costco's like during the pandemic? Have you been with Mommy since the coronavirus happened?
Yeah. So, I've not gone to Costco, but I imagine people wearing masks, like one or two people saying they don't have to wear masks.
None of that happened.
Okay, but I imagine it in Costco.
I would have tripped someone in the store for that.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I plan to trip anyone in a store that I see griping about masks.
People constantly putting hand sanitizer on.
So there's no, here's the big thing that I noticed. There's no samples anywhere in the store.
Oh yeah, no samples. Is there samples of hand sanitizer?
There was some stations with hand sanitizer throughout Costco. It's a very big store. There were several areas. But there wasn't people giving them out. You know what I mean? It's just how it is in most of the stores. There's bottles, you know, sanitizer for people to use.
Too bad they couldn't just give mini bottles to her. I'm on a podcast. Say hi.
She didn't want to. She's too good to come on the podcast. She didn't want to come, so.
Say hi.
Oh, don't. She's just going to talk about plants again.
Talk about plants.
Boo. Why don't you boo mommy when she walks by again?
Woo-hoo.
No, boo.
Woo-hoo.
Shh.
Woo-hoo.
You're not invited on this episode.
Yes, you are.
Okay, so. Anyway.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to say our screen saver.
No one can hear you. Does it look like what?
It looks like the rhino has a door on the side.
A rhino?
It's a green rhinoceros. It's an animal.
The mac and cheese? I did have some of the mac and cheese, yes.
We are literally.
It was pretty good.
We're doing a podcast.
Hey, and it's my podcast, so I can say whatever I want. My wife made some pretty good mac and cheese tonight. I appreciate it. My belly appreciates it. Did you have some of the mac and cheese tonight?
Yes. And what is her nickname for the podcast?
Just Mrs. Ocean.
Mrs. Ocean.
So.
To the rescue.
Did you like the mac and cheese?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
It was really good?
Yeah.
Did you tell your mommy thank you for that?
Thank you. Yeah.
No, you only did because I said to.
I put so much cheese in it.
I'm going to ask you to refrain from. I'm gonna ask you to refrain from talking while I'm recording my podcast, okay?
Okay, but can she listen to the funny news?
My wife knows I'm just joking, by the way.
Can she listen to the funny news?
I'm just practicing for our future.
I don't need to get hate mail from my fives of listeners. I told you to.
Can we listen?
If the mac and cheese is so good, then zip it and eat it.
Can we listen to more weird and funny news?
More weird and funny news, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you have to entertain my fives of listeners.
We'll find at least six of them. Fine. Or four. Three. Or two.
My dozen of listeners.
Okay, hello.
Hold it.
One listener who is listening to this podcast.
You're being generous. you gotta talk.
Hi.
Tell him about Roxy.
Roxy is my horse, and if you're still listening, I'm going to tell you about her.
There's people listening.
Wait, is this live?
No, but they'll be listening.
Oh.
By the time they hear this, they'll be listening to hear it.
Well, hi, you will be hearing this. Do you edit these?
Yeah, but I don't want to have to edit a bunch of it, so don't.
Okay, so you will be hearing this in about 2 days, or a day, or 1 minute.
Not a minute.
Okay, so Roxy's my horse. If you don't know what chestnut means, chestnut is her color.
Describe that color.
I don't want to say brown, because it's not brown.
Isn't it kind of a brown?
She's like reddish brown.
Chestnut's like a reddish brown, and it can have a lighter mane and tail color with, they can have some black on their tail or mane, and they usually have some white on their face, and they can have some white on their legs, but they don't always. And chestnut, that's the color, chestnut. And she has a best friend horse. And my horse's name is Roxy, and she's getting horseshoes soon. Right? Horseshoes? And I'm going to go ride horses, but I'm not riding her. I'm not going to be able to ride her soon, but I will be able to... Sorry, cough. I will be able to ride her... Will be able to ride her someday. And, yeah. Did you find any?
I am not having luck.
Just read the first two that come up, and then three, and four, and five, and six, and seven. We're almost at 31 minutes in this podcast.
Yes.
Sorry, was that noise gross?
Just stay away from my cheesecake and you'll be fine.
Daddy, was that noise gross? This...
No, go ahead and have a burp contest with yourself.
Ew! Is this a gross noise?
Yes.
She's definitely...
I did it on to here!
She's definitely my child.
Yeah, she is.
No, I'm your child. I look like you. Okay. Just like you.
Here's a good topic.
What?
First murder hornet nest in the U.S. found in Washington State. So these are one of the hornets that stung me, for sure.
Wait, a killer hornet stung you?
I was stung by a murder hornet.
Are you okay?
I it was a tough ordeal.
Was he actually stung by a murder hornet?
What are you over there on about?
You would die if you were stung by a murder hornet.
No, they murder bees. That's why they're called murder hornets.
No, they murder grown men.
No.
And humans.
You have to get stung by like 20 of them.
Did he actually get stung by a murder hornet? And do they actually murder bees?
Okay. So I was walking over to the store.
Because I'm scared.
And yes, I was savagely attacked by a murder hornet.
No, you were not.
Savagely. Okay.
Liar.
Okay, no, I didn't get stung by a murder hornet. I did get stung by a hornet, though.
Ouch.
So scientists find murder hornet nest in Washington, okay? And these murder hornets are about 2 inches long.
That is long.
And one of them can kill an entire hive of bees within minutes. They rip the bees' heads off.
Can they kill me?
It'd have to be a lot of them stinging you at once.
Ouch. The problem is that we rely on bees for our ecosystem, for like pollination and for things to grow and stuff.
Then why don't we all just destroy murder hornets?
Well, that's what they're doing, actually.
Why don't bees just go rip murder hornets' heads off? We'll just get two hives and then we'll go against one murder hornet. We'll get 20 hives to go against one murder hornet.
Okay, so this is the biggest pumpkin at the annual pumpkin weigh-off.
That's no way that big.
In Anoka, Minnesota.
How big is it?
Oh, wait, Half Moon Pumpkin Bay.
How much?
Oh, no, the winner was from Anoka, Minnesota. This took place in Half Moon Bay, which is apparently a town in California. Look how big the pumpkin is.
How much did it weigh?
Let's see.
Oh.
2,500 pounds.
That pumpkin weighed 2,500 pounds.
Oh, no, 2,600. Over 2,600 pounds.
Whoa, how'd they even move something like that? A crane?
Probably a truck, right? Look at it, though. It's like all...
I had a friend who entered into Portland contests of pumpkins that they grew.
Did she
like
win?
Size? Like yeah, big? Like,
big
that.
Ones like
how that. Big was theirs?
They weren't that big. It was like 250 pounds or something. But she said next year they'll be double that size. They just started growing them.
Oh. So this guy's was 10 times that weight.
250-pound pumpkin is still no joke.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That if we saw it, we'd be like, whoa. And so think about that, though.
Yeah. Can you imagine all the pumpkin seeds you could roast from that thing?
Oh, yeah, probably enough to supply, like,
from
a school.
From that one?
Well, boring parts, like every time your mom talked, I'll probably edit that out. Just joking. What?
How about every time you talk? It'll just be me and mommy.
How dare you? You're never coming on again. Okay.
The kids always have my back.
And all the rest of chicken biscuits are my, so give them to me. How dare you?
Hold on, please.
Jeez. Oh, so it's getting about time to wrap up the show. Is there anything you want to say?
Sorry.
Don't say sorry.
Hi.
All this uninvitedness on my podcast will not be tolerated, okay? You can be on a different episode, but you're just going to get to come in here and start talking, okay? We haven't even given him a nickname yet.
Your nickname can be...
No.
What do you want your nickname to be? Mine's Strawberry.
I don't know.
Anything you want to say, Strawberry.
How about Mango? I don't know. I want to be on the podcast again.
Well, next time when you come, don't talk with your mouth full. Okay?
Well, can you edit out that one part?
Quit saying edit. Jeez. Okay? I was going to edit all of it out, so there's no point in saying edit.
Edit.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, I want to thank everyone for listening to another episode of Danny Ocean's Random Podcast.
Wait. I hope I see you... not to you, but get to talk on this podcast.
You are talking on this
next
podcast.
Time.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah, of course. You can come back. I always just joking with you. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank Strawberry for coming on and listening to my weird news stories. I think we successfully pulled off a kind of mini PG version of what I do on my other podcast. So that was kind of fun. She talked about her favorite crackers, which were Cheez-Its and chicken biscuits. So there we go.
That was weird today.
Oh, I guess I didn't give my favorite crackers. I like, I like chicken biscuits. I would say I also like the tomato basil wheat thins.
Mm. Gross.
And the old veggie crackers, not the ones they have now that suck.
The old ones. Yeah.
You remember the old ones that were shaped like different vegetables and stuff? Yeah. Yeah. They were no joke. They need to bring those back. I would pay about $25 for a box of those right now.
Or a bag. Oh, she's got a sock. Well, sorry, the dog's got a sock.
You remember Munchums?
Yeah, they don't make that anymore?
No, those were the best. The chili cheese flavored ones.
Oh, yeah. Why are all the good crackers gone? They better hide chicken biscuits before they take those away, too.
Maybe like 25 years old.
Maybe there's a new
bag on Amazon. To anyone, I'll say this to my listeners before we go. To anyone who's never had the old veggie crackers, you'll never be able to understand how trash the new ones are compared to them. Like, it's the worst remake of anything ever. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Once again, you can listen to this podcast most anywhere podcasts are. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, I don't know, Spreaker. The point is, if you have internet, you can hear this podcast. So tell your friends about it. Tell people you love about it. And if you hate the podcast, tell people that you hate about it so they'll listen to it too. I don't even care. I want to thank everyone for listening. Until next time, this has been Danny Ocean's Random Podcast.